This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 2 years ago today, the United Nations said diplomatic attempts to resolve the crisis in Iraq had failed. American Marines prepared to invade. Today, the American fighting force in Iraq includes 49,000 citizen soldiers from Reserve and National Guard units. Thousands of others have stayed home, declared unfit for duty due to inadequate health care before they're mobilized. As our series, The Span of War, continues, NPR's Howard Berkus looks at medical insurance for the Guard and Reserve.
34-year-old Scott Jones of Columbus, Mississippi, is a 14-year National Guard tank crewman desperate to serve in Iraq because he'd double his income.
And the difference in pay that I would have received from my civilian job versus active duty would have been anywhere between $25,000 and $30,000.
He'd also get full family health insurance. That would leave Jones, his wife, and their six kids better off than ever. This is a couple who spent a honeymoon at Walmart, not buying, just looking. We talk in a house trailer decorated with photos of NASCAR drivers. Two mobilizations last year went awry when Jones was examined by Army doctors at Camp Shelby, Mississippi.
The Guard knew at the time of my deployment my medical situation, and they took me anyway. They said I was good enough to go. Once I got down to Camp Shelby, the regular Army says, no, you're not good enough to go.
The Army cited two problems, depression and a gum disease that leads to rotten teeth.
They said that, you know, if I could stay on my medicine and stuff, then I could go. But they said that if they sent me over there and I started having problems with my teeth, they don't have the dental staff over there to handle it, so they can't let me go.
Jones lost his civilian handyman job when he received his orders for Iraq, despite a federal law that's designed to prevent that. At the same time, his wife gave up her job at McDonald's due to surgery for cancer. There was little money for rent and food, let alone major dental work. The family was evicted. This is an extreme case, but it illustrates a larger problem, says retired Brigadier General Stephen Coper, president of the National Guard Association, a private advocacy group.
20% of our force do not have any kind of health care insurance. And among our four lowest enlisted grades, 40% do not have any kind of health care insurance. They're not as healthy as they might be. Secondly, they are dependent on their own devices to get health care, and in many cases, they don't get it at all.
7% arrive for duty medically unfit. That's 15,000 Guard members and reservists in a 30-month period since the September 11th attacks. And that troubles Tom Hall, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs.
Medical readiness is a problem. And in fact, dental readiness is a bigger problem. If we keep people more medically ready, can that save dollars? And the answer is yes, and we're going to continue to pursue things that will help that.
The National Guard Association figures it costs a minimum of $50,000 to recruit and train the average Guard member and reservist. That amounts to $1.5 billion for those found medically unfit in the last 3.5 years. The group wants full military medical insurance as soon as Guard members and reservists enlist. But that sounds expensive, says Assistant Secretary of Defense Tom Hall.
To do that for all Guardsmen and reservists all the time, it's in the billions and not millions. Well, you and I as a taxpayer have an enormous bill that will not allow us to properly do other things like modernize and buy equipment, so it could be a trade-off.
For Scott Jones, full medical insurance and treatment beginning with enlistment might have left him medically fit when he was called to duty, or it might have highlighted his problems earlier, preventing his mobilization and the loss of his job.
When I joined 14 years ago, they told me, we are here as a group. This group, we consider a family. And this family will always help the members of the family. You know, to me, the Army is not holding up to what they tell you. You know, it's misleading.
The military is reviewing Jones' medical case and trying to restore his civilian job. Last fall, Congress extended military medical insurance to Guard members and reservists 90 days before activation. But Pentagon policy is 30 days notice, leaving little time for advanced medical treatment. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the challenge of retention and recruitment as families struggle and deployments drag on.
Part of the sell was, you know, last time this unit was deployed was, you know, World War II or whatever. We can't say that now.
For complete coverage of Iraq, visit npr.org.